Fei Wu is a PhD student here at MIT, and she approached me with a prototype or a concept that she would like to talk to us about.
Like Jerry said, I'm a PhD student here at the Mechanical Engineering Department. So my teammate Natalie, who's with me right now, and two other of my teammates, John and Shivani, we're taking the class held by Professor Hugh Hur at the Media Lab called Human 2.0. So in this class, we're taught about all kinds of prosthetic devices that currently exist. And so for our term project, we have to make a small prosthetic a device ourselves. Our teammate, who's not here right now, Shivani, she has a family friend who suffered from a brain tumor earlier this year. And after the surgery, either because of the surgery or because of the tumor, the doctors didn't really know. Something was like actually pressing on the optical nerve of the family friend, so he got limited vision because of it. Also, he was like mostly deaf too. So we wanted to make a device that can help him basically just, you know, walk around familiar or unfamiliar environment to be able to at least know where the stores are if he wants to go anywhere. And we did a small test with him this Monday, and he actually really liked it and gave us some like really good feedback. What we have is just a like mock-up of what we want to do. So we think maybe we should also try it out with other people who, you know, have low vision but because of other causes, and see if this can be used by other people or just for that friend of ours. And so basically what we have is a smartphone mounted on a virtual environment headset, and so you can see like a 3D view of the world around you, and we took pictures of like familiar or unfamiliar places like Harvard Square or Cambridge Set Galleria, and it was a 360 degree panorama view, so you can just wear that and you can turn around, you can actually, if you have some vision left, you can actually see the views around you. And what we did was we also augmented the images that we took so it can actually highlight some of the stores around you so you can actually see better. So we're wondering if this would actually, you know, work for you guys as well.
Would someone like to volunteer to be the first test subject?
Sure.
Is that Fred?
Yep.
Do you mind if I ask you what your current visual acuity is?
I don't remember.
We're just trying to see if this device itself, there's without any software, would, because it does magnify the image somewhat and does alter it. So we're just wondering, just by wearing it and looking at the world around you, whether it improves anything.
Also, if it matters, I don't know. I can see out of one eye and not the other.
So this is just like normal camera view. You can like wear it on your head or like...
Yeah, I can tell it's magnified.
Yeah, we also noticed that he would look skinnier.
Yeah, I was going to say, you look like taller and skinnier.
Now I'm going to switch over to the software we're using to see the virtual environment.
Okay.
So this is just a camera. Yeah, this is still an early prototype, so we're using a couple different programs. So this is image we took of a place in Cambridge. It's not augmented yet.
It's like a parking lot kind
of. I wonder if you can locate three of the stores around you. You can like turn around 360 degrees. We're looking for CVS, Radio Shack, and Gentle Dental. So basically, like he's like looking at the Porter Square. I don't know if you guys remember when we come out of the Porter Square station.
Yeah.
There's a small mall around there, so we took
yes.
a picture around that. There are lots of stores. Of course, you'll see a lot of cars and things like that, but there'll also be store signs because they're a little further away. It's probably like obscured and hard to see. So we're wondering if you know.
Yeah, I can see some of the stores, I can see signs, but I can't really read them. I can tell, for example, where I'm looking right now, that one of them is like a yellow.
Does this look similar to what you normally see if you did go to Porter Square?
I would say probably, but I don't go to Porter Square that much.
Okay, so I have like a Bluetooth button here, that's switch. Okay, so this is the augmented image, same place, but now we actually have the logos of these stores like magnified in front of you. So is it easier to find those three stores again? So CVS, Radio Shack, and Gentle Dental.
One of them I'm looking at, the sign looks almost like it's upside down because it has like TA.
Yeah, so that's tags.
Tags, okay.
Yeah, Porter Square, that's the problem with Porter Square. They have a lot of like small stores and it's very hard to find their logos. Even if I look at it, I wouldn't know what they were selling.
Radio Shack, I just found the
Great.
It probably has some good sales going on.
CVS just found it.
Great.
Only I found that, you know, the sign is sort of like floating out in front of the store.
That's right. We're trying to make the sign like big, but where the store is, and just make it like floating, like, so it's also translucent. So
it's actually I can get used to that. It's actually very.
That's cool.
Unintrusive.
Great.
It's very subtle.
So we're thinking of also, like, in the future version, you can actually press this Bluetooth button, and then it can actually show the logo in front of you, and if you click it again, it can disappear. So it doesn't have to be there all the time blocking your view.
Can this indicate Gentle Dental?
Yeah, so that's one of the harder ones, because, like, no one knows what the logo looks like.
No, I haven't found it yet.
Okay. We can move on to the next one. This Gentle Dental is, like, hard. Okay, so now this one is outside of Cambridge Science Galleria. So we want you to find the where the main entrance of Cambridge Science Galleria is, the California Pizza Kitchen and Macy's.
I'm not finding the main entrance, which is kind of weird.
But does it look familiar?
Yeah, it does look familiar.
Okay.
Yes.
Maybe it's a different entrance than you're used to, because Cambridge Science Galleria, you can go through, like, different ways. So we can switch to the augmented image.
So we're still
looking for California Pizza Kitchen,
Cambridge Science Gallery, and Macy's.
This image, it might be a little tricky because there's a taxi and, like, a tour bus in front of the store, so it might be, like, slightly harder to see.
You know, different stores and different shapes, but I'm not seeing where.
Okay. Does it look different from the picture you saw earlier? I mean, this is the same scene, but augmented.
It does look a little different.
Okay. But it's harder to see the logos, I'm guessing.
Sure, it's easier, but they're not. If I were here, there, every day, okay, I would probably be able to do it more by. I'm trying to make out a sign that looked like it said. You want me to look for what again?
Macy's. California Pizza Kitchen and
California.
Well, I'm looking at a sign right now that might be the Macy's sign, but I'm not seeing the beginning of it.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, that's actually correct. Macy's sign is, like, white with a, like, red star, and the font is also small, so it's harder to see to begin with, yeah. Should we try another one?
Yeah,
Harvard Square.
This is Harvard Square.
Okay,
and,
yeah.
And
we're looking for Starbucks, CVS, and Coop.
Yeah.
Starbucks, CVS, and Coop?
Yeah.
Okay. So which
found CVS.
So this is where they're selling the, like, newspapers. So, like, this, like, where, like, central part of
I think I found the Coop, but I'm not reading it.
Okay. So I guess you are more familiar with Harvard Square then.
Yeah.
So we're also looking for Starbucks.
I think I found it, but I'm not sure.
Okay, that's fine. So these are all outside scenes, and now we're trying an inside scene. So this is inside of Cambridge Science Galleria. Yeah, we really like this image.
Looks like I'm overseeing the mall from the second or third level up.
Yeah, that's right.
And it looks very weird looking down on the escalator.
I know. So we're looking for GNC, Charlotte Russe, which, like, is a little hard to find, and Express. So this is not augmented yet, so it might be a little harder to find because there are just way too many stores around you. But I think it's a really cool experience, even for even for me, when I first saw it, that's, like, really amazing.
I'm not finding the stores. I mean, I'm seeing different places, but not that I can identify my sign.
Okay, we can switch to the augmented. Okay, so this is the same scene, but now we have a lot of, like,
I found Express. Right. I was looking at it all the time.
And we're looking also for GNC and Charlotte Russe. It's one of the ladies', like, fashion store.
I got another sign, like, was like what I saw before, with a star.
Right.
And
that's Macy's.
That's Macy's.
Yeah. So I guess it also depends on your familiarity with the.
Yeah, I mean, if I'm trying to look just by signs, I don't think it's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
But
Fred, what are you looking at? Like, what is the difference between the first time you see it and then when she says she changes to augmented?
Yeah, what's.
Yeah. Augmented seems sharper. The signs are more obvious. I mean, for example, there is a sign right now I'm looking at that's in red or purple, but
right.
I can't read it.
Right. Okay, that's Charles.
And then the Macy's sign, I can see some of that. But, you know, when I was on the previous setting, I couldn't see those signs. sign I'm looking at that might say Cambridge, but I can't tell what it says.
It's the
right of express.
Mm-hmm, right, so Transport. And so when we augmented the scene, we basically just found the logo, make it really big and semi-transparent, and superimpose it onto where the actual store is. So what we found is probably the sign is still a little too small, and a lot of them are actually letters that you have to read, which makes it hard. So maybe try to find a different way of representing the store might help.
What's the size of the screen that's on that phone?
Yeah, so that's a Galaxy S6.
Oh, okay.
Same size, yeah.
Yeah.
You say you're having a little trouble incorporating the overlay with the storefront.
Mm-hmm.
What you might consider is if someone moves their head up, once they've got, they're on the store, and they just move their head up to see the logo, and that can just
come down with them.
Yeah, it can be the whole thing, take up the whole screen.
So when you do the augmenting of the picture now, eventually, I'm assuming you wanted a sort of a real-time situation?
That's correct, yeah.
So how would you do the augmentation then?
So actually, there are, believe it or not, already software out there, but it's for people who want to see if this store has a 4-star rating, or Yelp likes it, and they'll see some comments.
Like Yelp?
Yeah.
It can detect what the store is?
Right, so they use GPS where you are and also where the stores are, and then use that to actually tell you.
Well, this goes back to people who are strictly blind. It'd be nice to have some kind of app that I could aim towards a store and have it tell me what store it is.
Yeah, that would be right.
So if you could put some verbal description of what that store is, that for a blind person really could be helpful.
Definitely. I think the Apple Watch can do that. Well, thanks very much, Faye and Natalie, and we'll let Richard take a look at it with you guys, but we'll carry on if that's okay with you.
Thank you so much for...